Blackstone Audio presents Healing and Preventing Autism, a complete guide by Jenny McCarthy and Jerry Cartzenell, MD. To the brave doctors, scientists, and therapists who have fought so hard to heal our children, we, the parents, thank you. Introduction. Jenny McCarthy. Most people in the autism community have heard my story of how I fought to get my son back from autism. For those of you new to my story, I'd like to share with you the events that led us down this path that an increasing number of families are experiencing right now. Evan was 2.5 years old when I found him in his crib, convulsing and struggling to breathe. I had no idea it was a seizure until the paramedics began talking about how to stop it. I was hoping it was a fluke, but my nightmare had only just begun. 3 weeks later, Evan started seizing again, but this time he wasn't struggling to breathe. His body just lay lifeless as foam started to come out of his mouth. I prayed to God to make it stop, but it didn't. Minutes later, his body went blue and his eyes dilated. I knew he had just gone into cardiac arrest. As I begged God to bring him back to me, I felt this overwhelming feeling of calming energy. If it could have spoken, it would have said, "Everything is going to be okay." I trusted this energy. I felt that this experience happening before my very eyes had a purpose. After 2 minutes, the paramedics revived him. The calming energy was right. He came back. Everything seemed to be okay. Unfortunately, it was short-lived. Evan seized on and off for the next 7 hours. The doctors didn't know what to make of it. They told me he had epilepsy, but I knew there was more to it.